Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, now we're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire studio, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Okay? So, and also, yes, they asked me, are you going to mention the studio's name? It's kind of weird. I agree with that. So, no, I'm not going to mention that. I am not. And like I said, I know some of you might have questions. There's been a lot of attention paid to it in the last week, as I noticed. But when you do, I'll get to some of them. And again, I didn't want to sit here and spend an hour going over every different aspect of it. But we have some new stuff that we're going to get to, and I will get to that in Mons, come here for a second. Give me my I don't want to get up and jump up, so just give me my sport jacket for a second, because I got something in there that I wanted to grab. So I have some papers in there that I wanted to get to. Thanks. It's in my closet. Somebody grab it out of my pocket here. Thanks. Thank you. So, and I'll get to your calls when I can. I see them up there, But one of the things that I wanted to do, and it really became my quest during this whole process, and, there's been a lot of, to say faulty reporting would be just, it's not even worth saying. It's so laughable. But the bottom line is I wanted to develop something new. I didn't want to go do something, and I could have easily done that with a lot of different opportunities, but I didn't want to go do something that was already being done. I wanted to try and do something new. So I developed this app called Mike's On, and early on I took it to – I had a dinner with the guy who runs CA Sports, Mike Levine. I was introduced by a mutual friend, and – we chatted, and we got along really well, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he loved the idea. And CAA, which is an unbelievable outfit, I mean, the biggest in the in all of sports, they became my partners on it, and we set out to kind of build this app, and which we will have ready to go by the fall. And we're going to do some new stuff on it. We're going to really, I think, break some ground with it. We're going to have, and that's what I really want to do. I want to do something different, something new. And we have some ideas, which I'll get to as we go forward, and I'll tell you all about them. But we'll get to it. It won't be operational until probably late summer. It will be before the football season starts, because we're going to do a lot of NFL stuff on there. We're also going to do the football show on Sunday on the app. And they already have it up where you can join and get the information, and, we're not charging anybody any money yet. We haven't even set up the prices and everything yet of how it's going to work. But you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mike's On. That's it. So you can go there. It's already operational. They set it up last night. So you can go there and, get on the app and find out all the information as we go forward. And like I said, we're developing a lot of stuff on there. There'll be a place for other voices on there, not just mine. That's my goal. It's something I want to have many years from now. Who knows who's going to work on it? I want to find some aspiring new broadcasters. Who knows? Maybe someday my kids will work on it. I'm not even sure. But long after I'm done doing this part, and I'm thrilled to be back doing this, but long after I'm done doing that, I want to have the app and something that I want to, kind of have some fun with and do some different things with that. And there's a lot of stuff that hasn't been tried before that we're going to try this year. And we're also going to institute some new things from an audio standpoint, from a video standpoint. Like I said, find some new voices. And that doesn't mean I need to get deluged. I've already have been the last day by people with applications. I'm not equipped to handle that yet. And we haven't hired a whole staff yet. We're just starting. So wait on that. We'll try and get to that in the weeks to come, but we're going to do some stuff with that. And like I said, we will have that up and ready. And I thought the most opportune way to promote that and connect to it was to have a show like this that is allowed to talk about the app and is not taking away from the show by doing it, because Intercom which owns FAN, is my partner on the app. So I'm partners with CAA and I'm partners with Intercom on the app, which is what led me back here, because Intercom obviously owns WFAN. So when I worked with David Field, which I did extensively in the last couple of months on this, it became more and more an opportunity, everyone thought, for me to come back and do some stuff here. I have heard all different varied times I'm going to be here. I've agreed to be here for the next 2.5 years, for the rest of this year, and then 2 years after. That's what I agreed to. That's what they wanted. You know, there's other things that we'll get to that aren't very important today, but this will all develop in time, and there will be a tremendous connection and a real connectivity between the show, and which is Mike's On, and the Mike's On app. And like I said, you can go to Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Mike's On and follow with that right now and find out all about it. So it's all there starting right now if you want to get involved. So we will tell you all about it, and we're just beginning to put that together. I've been working with the CAA people, who are just unbelievable professionals, on this for a good amount of time. We went through a whole bunch of different partners who could have easily been our third partner before Intercom came along and became the perfect fit. So it was not any foregone conclusion that I was coming back here. If you had talked to me a month ago, I wouldn't even have considered it a possibility. And everything kind of fell into place in the last couple of weeks, and away we go. So that's where we are right now. And you know what? I did the show for a long time. I didn't know how it would be to be away from it. Being away for a while was fun. It really was. And I didn't really feel like I had to come back. I wanted to come back because, A, I wanted to work. I didn't want to not work at all. And especially in the wintertime where the weather's bad, you want to get out and do something. Now, with a day like this, you know, I could always hit the golf course on a day where it's 80 degrees. And today was just the first beautiful day. We've had the most rotten spring I can ever remember. And being off in the spring, you really felt how rot it was. I mean, really, the weather was just atrocious. But looks like we finally got through that. So that's where we are right now. And again, like I said, I'm not ducking any part of what went on. If you have questions, I'll gladly answer them if I can. If there's something I can't tell you about, I won't tell you about it. But if there's something I can tell you about, I gladly will. And you can hear it from me. And, you know, that's the way it should be. Because I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. And no one else knows. A couple people do. I mean, David Field does. And Mike Levine does. But other than that, there aren't too many who did, because that was really what we hatched over a period of time. And, you know, it's funny. I met with a lot of different companies. Some of them were very tempting offers. The Musburgers made me a tremendous offer to go work on their new network, which I think is going to be a big success. I met with them. They made a great offer to me, and they actually wanted me to be the guy who worked before Brent. So it was going to be back-to-back with the guy who really was the first guy I ever worked with in this business. And the guy who was really my first mentor in the business was Brent Musburger, and working with him as I did at CBS, working with him daily, my show into his show, was something that really was intriguing. And they made me a wonderful offer, but it just didn't feel exactly right. And I just thought, And then I got back to this, and I thought this made the most sense. And yeah, there was, you know, a couple things that had to be worked out. And obviously, at times, some people found it exceedingly clumsy. But we're back, and we're looking forward to doing some shows just the way we always have, in the same way as we always have. So I'm not going to take your calls this second, because we're going to have A-Rod in just a couple of minutes. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to A-Rod, and then I promise we'll get to your calls. You'll also hear from Jay Wright and Mike Maccagnan and Eli Manning on this first show back after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.